I'll sing a song about the president. What's his name? the guy with 81% of the people in back of him. I mean, you don't know what to believe anymore because the television just spews forward lies. You know, it's such a rapid rate now. Cancerous rate. They can't control it. They can't even cover up their own tracks now. They used to be able to do that. Time out for a commercial, and all. But there's two Americas. There's an old America, which is just dying and ossifying, growing harder and collapsing. And as it dies, the people just get uglier and uglier. After they assassinated Kennedy, you know, got him out of the picture, John Kennedy, ugly Johnson comes in. They had to get somebody uglier than that, so they got ugly Nixon. And Nixon had to get uglier to back him up, you know, so.
Spiral.
So none of it's true. It's all a Madison Avenue dream or really nightmare.
I, for one, don't even believe that he's president because in order to have a president, you have to have an election. In order to have an election, you have to have a choice. And if you remember back to the primaries, there were people that were running against the war, Kennedy and McCarthy, who won often 85 to 90% of the vote. But when it came time for the parties to pick their candidates, that was totally ignored. So in point of fact, there really was no election. For a man that's always wanted to be president, now that he's president, he's not even president. So.
It was a used car dealer's election, and the choice was rather small. The boys agreed it's the war we need, so there's no president at all. Here's to Nixon and Agnew, they are the stars of the stage and screen. Not since Laurel and Hardy have I laughed so hard I've screamed. I thought that Johnson was the devil. I thought we couldn't do no worse. Now the White House stands in Disneyland. This country must be under a curse. Here's to Nixon and Agnew. They are the stars of the stage and screen. Not since Laurel and Hardy have I laughed so hard I've screamed. I dreamed Nixon died of a suntan. There was only Spiro left. At his swearing in, he fell on his chin. He assassinated himself.